town of Chartres is set upon a hill overlooking the Eure River in north-central France. Chartres has a population of about 40,000 people and is the capital of the Eure-et-Loir Département, administrative region. The town is a center for commerce and trade for the area, which is an important farming region. The town has plenty of history. It was founded by a Celtic tribe called the Carnutes more than 2,000 years ago. What makes the town truly remarkable, however, is its magnificent cathedral, the Cathedral of Notre Dame of Chartres. Originally built in the middle of the 12th century, the cathedral was mostly destroyed by fire in 1194. It was rebuilt over the following 36 years, and the result is generally considered the finest Gothic-style cathedral in the world. But what exactly does Gothic mean? The term is now used to describe a style of architecture that was popular in Europe between about 1100 and 1600. Before that, a style of architecture called Romanesque was common across Europe. Romanesque buildings were usually low and heavy-looking, with thick stone walls. There were few windows and little stained glass. The arches over the doors and windows were plain and round, and there was often not much sculpture or decoration. Gothic architecture features high ceilings held up by long, thin pillars and curved ribs. There is usually lots of sculpture, often carved right into the pillars, and other decorations, such as gargoyles, scary-looking statues, and curlicues, curving designs based on floral patterns. Gothic churches are famous for their large, detailed stained glass windows, which are often very beautiful. Another typical Gothic feature is a pointed arch used for doors, windows, and entrances. In the 1500s, some writers and artists decided to get back to the Roman and Greek ideas of what was beautiful. The movement was called the Renaissance, which means rebirth. What was being reborn? Classical ideas, that is, ideas based on what the Romans and Greeks used to do. Classical buildings were usually very simple in construction, with little decoration. They often had plain, sloping roofs held up by columns. To people who liked the classical style, the Gothic style seemed too cluttered. They felt that too much effort was spent on showing off, and that all these decorations were just too much. So they named the Gothic style after a tribe of so-called barbarians, the Goths, who had invaded Rome 1,000 years before. The name stuck, but today when people say Gothic, it's not an insult. Gothic cathedrals like the one at Chartres are now considered among the most beautiful buildings ever constructed.